Independent dairies in Illinois have had to be nimble to keep their businesses stable during this pandemic. Charlie Schlenker reports.
The restaurant shutdown caused by the pandemic has hurt independent dairies in Illinois and prompted them to revert to practices that faded out in the 1970s and 80s, home delivery. Matt Kilgus of Kilgus Farmstead in Fairbury runs a fourth-generation family-owned dairy.
We kind of, a couple weeks ago, felt like maybe we really bottomed out, and then here in the last 10 days or so, we've partnered with a couple Chicago suburban food pantries that have started to have a need.
Kilgus reports at one point sales were down more than 50%. He says after marketplace adjustments, they're down by only a third.
A lot of our markets before were the restaurants, the coffee houses. So we have shifted and picked up a few more retail outlets. And overall, the retail outlets we're in are much stronger than they were before, with everybody staying at home, eating at home.
In some parts of the country, dairies have begun disposing of excess milk by spreading it on the land as fertilizer. Kluge says he hasn't had to do that, and he doesn't think that's a problem in the state.
Just kind of the general pulse I've gotten from the Illinois Milk Producers Association is, I think producers are hanging in there and moving milk without having to dump.
Kilgus says he has allowed 35 cows to dry up from his herd of 150. In Normal Township, the Rop Dairy Farm and Rop Jersey Cheese did not have to dry up any of its herd. Ken Rop says they have 50 cows milking now and were naturally at a low point during calving season for some others in their herd of 130 when the pandemic hit. He says they hope the timing works out, that more cows will be milking in late summer when pandemic restrictions come off.
When first word came across the wires, we lost 40% just in restaurants alone. The other thing that's kind of compounding on that right now is also the loss of the Illinois wineries, because we had a lot of cheese service throughout the state.
As with Kilgus and its milk, Rob says the grocery stores have made up some of the drop in cheese.
They're all ordering more cheese just because they got hit so hard initially. The fortunate part for us on the cheese side is we can put stuff in inventory, unlike the bottlers. And so when the grocery stores started putting a cap on the customer coming in and buying any more than 1 or 2 gallons of milk, it didn't have a bearing on us on the cheese side, but it had a significant bearing on the bottlers.
Rob says current cheese sales are similar to the milk side, down by a third. They make 300 pounds of cheese on a daily basis, and it takes about a gallon of milk to make a pound of cheese.
We're gearing up to try something a little different. We're going to do some home delivery. We got to do something to build those numbers back up. And I think the tighter the restrictions get on the public, the more we've got to be able to go to them. We've got to be able to go from farm to porch. And I think that's the way that we're going to have to do it for the next month or two to really make a survival of it.
Rob says they'll deliver Kilgus bottled milk and their own cheese in a throwback to dairy practices of decades ago. He says he wants to be careful about overcommitting product during the pandemic because conditions will change again.
The golden question is, what is the other side of this whole thing going to look like? These restaurants, it's going to change the landscape. There's no doubt about that.
For the present, Rob says they'll deliver to homes and run the regular wholesale routes to grocery stores. I'm Charlie Schlenker.